भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Canto 10, Chapter 14, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, Text Number 3, a very famous verse. Jnani prayasanna rupasya namanta eva Jivanti sankaritam bhavadiya vartam Stavistita Shuti Vatam Tanivam Namubi
Stavistita Shuti Vatam Tanivam
Namubi Yeprayasho Jito Jito Pyasita Istrilokya
Yeprayasho
Jito Jito Pyasita Istrilokya Gyanepa Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam Stane stita shuti vatam tanivam namubi Eprayasho jito jito pyasita istrilokya Jnani prayasam rupasam ananta eva Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam Sthane sthita shuti vatam tanivam namave Eprayasho jito jito pyasita istrilokya Jnani prayasam rupasam ananta eva Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam Sthane sthita shuti vatam tanivam namave Eprayasho jito jito pyasita istrilokya Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam Sthane sthita shuti vatam tanivam namave Eprayasho jito jito pyasita istrilokya Students, you like to try? Jnani prayasam rupasam ananta eva Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam Sthane sthita shuti gatam tanuvam manovir Ye praya shojita jita pyasita ishalokya You did it! That's a hard one today. Anybody else? Okay, word for word. Jnani for knowledge. Prayasam the endeavor. Udapasya, giving up completely. Namantaha, offering obeisances. Eva, simply. Jivanti, live. Satmukharitam, chanted by the pure devotees. Bhavadiya Vartam, topics related to you. Sthane, in the material position. Sthitaha, remaining. Shrutigatam, received by hearing. Tame, with their body. Vak, words. Manobihi, and mine. Ye, who? Prayashaha, for the most part. Ajita, O unconquerable one. Jitaha, conquered. Api, nevertheless. Asi, you become. Tai, by them. Trilokyam, within the three worlds. And Madan Mahaprabhu will give class.
Today for class, would there be any place better right now to be than right here? Is there any place anywhere would be better to be than right in Srimad Bhagavatam class today? Hearing in front of the deities by Prabhupada's program. Would anybody like to be someplace else? I guess some people were, that's why they're not here. But as far as I see, this is the best thing there is, the best use of this human form of life. So, the translation and the purport and commentary by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So maybe we can repeat this responsively, even though it's kind of long. We'll just do a little piece at a time. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social position, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, and with their body, words, and mind, offer all respects to the descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, dedicating their lives to these narrations. Sorry, I added a little something. Which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees. Certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. Actually, one time would probably have been sufficient, but three times for emphasis on. Okay, purport. Vasya clearly indicates that one should not even slightly endeavor to understand the absolute truth by the process of mental speculation, for it is invariably carries one to an imperfect, impersonal understanding of God. Of course, I'm going to interject a couple things as we go along here. The context of what's being spoken and who's speaking it is actually quite essential, or adds more emphasis. Lord Brahma, he's got four heads, and he was just trying to figure out what was going on with Krishna, and he couldn't. So he's saying if anybody tries to understand this by mental speculation, he can't do it, and nobody else is going to be able to do it either. Plus, he's engineered these bodies that we're in. He's engineered the whole way that the material world works, and he's created it. He knows the situation of and what its limitations are, because he's the engineer and the designer of this whole process that we're absorbed in. And he has this, he had to undergo the austerity, he had to have a realization of Krishna in the spiritual world in order to create this world. After he did all that, then he understood how to create this. So he knows its limitations, and he's saying it's not going to work. So they're emphasizing this point. So we should understand a little bit of the situation that Lord Brahma's in when he speaks this verse at the end of the just realizing, having direct darshan of Krishna and his nature of his playful nature and his internal potency. So these are very special, how to get this realization and how to conquer Krishna. So that's such a significant point here. What catches Krishna's attention? So let's see, we'll go back on to the purport here. Carries one to the imperfect, impersonal understanding of God. Do you know what that means, impersonal understanding of God? He's not directly involved in your life at every moment. Something else is doing something. Either the other person is doing something, nature's doing something, your own mind is doing something, and it's not connected to Krishna. Actually, Krishna is directing everything personally at the same time. The word jivanti indicates that a devotee who always hears about Lord Krishna will go back to God, back home, back to Godhead, even if he can do nothing except maintain his existence and hear topics concerning the Lord. So, is hearing important? What do you think? Anybody think hearing's important? Prahlad Maharaj did. He mentioned it as one of the first of the nine processes of pure devotional service, is to hear. And then, of course, who do you hear from? It's saying specifically to hear from pure devotees and Krishna personally. I have one point, I was going to save it to the end, but the way I go, I'm never sure if I'll get to it. So I may just read it now. So this was in a conversation in Montreal, 1968, and Rukmini, who we just saw on Sunday, giving the remembrances, said, How does one feel so far away from you when you're not here? You know, Prabhupada says, what is that? I do not follow. I feel so far away. Prabhupada, Jadarani, what was he saying? I feel so far away from you, you know, when you're not here. He was getting ready to go. Prabhupada said, oh, that you should not think. If the words, there are two conceptions, the physical conception and the vibration conception. So physical conception is temporary. The vibration conception is eternal. Just like we are enjoying where we are relishing the vibration of Krishna's teachings. Just like we are enjoying, So by vibration, he is present. Everybody got that? Gonna have to quiz you on this. A little hard to keep attention going. So he said that Krishna is present by what? Anybody remember? What's he present by? Okay, we got one person who was listening here. So vibration means the words. He's present in his words. This is important. We're associating with Krishna directly by his vibration conception, which is eternal. So by vibration, he is present. As soon as we chant Hare Krishna, or chant Bhagavad Gita, or Bhagavatam, so he is present immediately by his vibration. People say, I like to meet Krishna. Okay, say Hare Krishna, you just met him. There he is. You'd take some time to appreciate. But you do at a certain stage. And then it's a very intense existence after that. He's absolute. Therefore, try to remember his words of his instructions and you'll not feel separation. You'll feel he is with you. So we should associate by vibration, not by physical presence. That is real association. Sabda anavritti. By sound, just like we are touching Krishna immediately by sound vibration. So we should give more stress on sound vibration, either of Krishna or the spiritual master. Then we'll feel happy and no separation. Anybody like to feel happy? Okay, you know how to feel happy now? How do you do it? By chanting Hare Krishna. Perfect. Easier said than done. Okay, when Krishna departed from the world, at that time Arjuna was overwhelmed with sorrow and he began to remember the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. You'll find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, then he was pacified. He immediately began to remember the teachings of Krishna which were taught to him in the battle of Kurukshetra, and he was pacified. He was his constant friend, so when Krishna went to his abode, he felt overwhelmed. But he began to remember his teachings. So whenever we feel separation, the best thing to do is to remember the teachings. Then it is very nice. Is that clear? Yes. So you can chant Hare Krishna, Jinnar. Okay. So that was this point. And then, of course, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17, Shringata Swakata Krishna. So there's a urge that one gets to hear when he does service. If he has a little service mood, you know, sometimes you want to do some service, so the result of that service mood is you get an affinity or an interest in hearing more. And then what happens when you hear about Krishna? The unconquerable becomes conquered. He removes, what does he remove? Do you know what he removes? There's a problem that we have. Oh, you know what the problem is. What is the problem? Karma. Very good. That was the exact word that he used in that verse. He enters into your heart and he removes the cause of the karma. And when the cause is removed, then the effect can go away. You can't get rid of the effect. You know what I mean? The effect, unless the cause is removed. Like if you have a tire that has a nail in it, you can't get the tire to keep air in it until you remove the nail and patch the hole. So you can't get rid of the effect of karma until you get rid of the cause of karma. And we learn about that now, is what we're learning about it. And that's the other, I got another quote that's a really good quote on that point. I'm going to see if the time allows us to get to it this time. And Bhagavatam is always a controversy, a contention, how to deal with time in Bhagavatam class. Okay. Sanatan Goswami has explained the word Tanirvan Manubir by body, mind, and words in three ways. In reference to devotees through their body, words, and mind, they're able to conquer Krishna. Thus, becoming perfect in Krishna conscious, they can touch the lotus feet of Krishna with their hands, call him to come with their words, and obtain direct audience within their mind simply by thinking of him. Do you remember how we were taught to think of him? We can chant Hare Krishna, and he's present by his vibrational presence. So Krishna is absolute. He's non-different from his vibrational presence. So anytime you want to be with Krishna, you can do that. And another point that I'll just bring up, whenever there's instructions like these, usually right next to it or shortly thereafter, there's another verse that helps us do that. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna explained that he's not the body, you know, you're lamenting for that which is not worthy of grief. Never there was a time when you didn't exist, and the soul continually changes. What's the very next instruction that he gives? Well, if I'm not this body and I'm in this body, what do I have to do to maintain remembrance of you? Do you remember what he said? It has to do with the summer and the winter seasons. What do you do when it's too hot, when it's too cold? You have to tolerate it. So right after this verse, just about five verses after this, he explains that same point again, that even though we're hearing these things, the fan is unplugged, so to speak, if you're not creating more. What was it that we were creating? Do you remember? Oh, karma. So if we're not creating more karma, then the fan is it's compared to a fan. And we unplug the fan. So even if you have this fan and it's turned off, do you know what it does for a little while? It keeps spinning, but it's not plugged in, so there's no power. It just spins for a little while. So while this life is winding down, so to speak, one has to tolerate. But all the while he's tolerating, he keeps maintaining the same service mood towards Krishna. And that's so essential. In fact, I think I'm going to read it now. That this was a lecture. I thought this was so nice. I thought I'd share that with you. It's took place in Montreal, August 19th, 1968. Oh, you're already going. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye. Should have read it sooner. Prahlad Maharaj, who was just a young student like most of you, he says, although he was born in an atheistic family, he's taking courage. The Lord makes no distinction. Therefore, I shall pray according to my capacity. I thought that this is so essential. It's a shame that it's the timing, I was off a little bit on it. But if you can remember that, because we were just talking about praying, that'll be coming up in five more verses. It says, the Lord makes no distinction. Therefore, I shall pray according to my capacity. Baba Grahi Janardan. There's only a couple of us left. Do you know Baba Grahi Janardan? You know him? Well, you know him. Oh, you know him too? What is Baba Grahi Janardan? What are you going to say? Oh. Oh, okay. Yes, so this is so essential. If you want this process to work, if we're not just here for some external reason, this is the beginning of the internal understanding of Krishna consciousness. And I think I'm going to get little lapel mics so we can just leave on all the devotees so they could just say their comments whenever they can. So Prabhupada's explaining this in 1968 because it's so essential to make your connection. We all have to feel this connection when we're chanting, when we're doing any service. We have to feel. that's the get a feel for Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada says, therefore I pray according to my capacity. Bhava Brahi Janardhan. The personality of Godhead takes into account your mental, not exactly mental, your spiritual attraction, how much you are attracted. This attraction is the main thing. As I have several times explained in the meeting, Sabad Pumsa Pura Dharma Yato Bhaktir Ahoksaje. What is the best type of religion? Everyone will say, my religion is better than yours. This is quite natural. Hindu will say, I'm better than a Christian. Christians say, I'm better than a Hindu. The Bhagavad Gita says that is not the test of religion. Bhagavatam says, Savai Pumso Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Ahoksaje. That type of religion is best by which one develops love of Godhead. That's all. The test is how much you have developed love of Godhead. Bhava Krahi Janardhan. In the Vedic literature, it said that God, Krishna, simply accepts your bhava or your situation. How much you have developed your attraction for God or Krishna, that is taken into account. He does not take into account, oh, you're very rich, or you're very beautiful, you're very opulent, or you're very poor, or you're not very beautiful. These considerations are not there. The only consideration is how much you love God. Then your life is successful. So, Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, taking courage that the material qualifications are not assets to approach God. It is only devotional service attitude. Krishna, God, I love you. I can sacrifice for you. So that's, there was another part, but the time was a little short. I'm getting it together on that, where he says the only qualification is that you pray from your position. You have to know what your position is. So the position is that I am eternal servant of Krishna. I'm not this body. That the first thing that Krishna always explains is that you are eternal spirit soul. So as soon as you understand that, even theoretically, that I'm spirit soul, what am I doing here in a body that's driving me crazy, that's so hard to maintain, that's dragging me every which way, the whole universe? Who's doing that? If I can't control my mind, who's controlling it? What's going on? So Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is the absolute controller of everything. And how that works is going to be a mystery for a while. So this particular verse, I just wanted to also mention how we have some other purports by Srila Prabhupada on this particular verse. And since the time's running short, I'm going to read a little bit of that too. He specifically went over this verse in a the Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojana. So we have Sanatana Goswami's understanding that's presented to us for our Sambandha, and Rupa Goswami's understanding how Krishna, Lord Chaitanya instructed him for our Sambandha Abhideya. And these instructions, this verse has a pivotal point in the Prayojana understandings from Ramananda Roy. And before Lord Chaitanya was asking Ramananda Roy about what is the ultimate goal of life and how do you approach it, which is the most significant question for every one of us in the Atato Brahma Jignas, in this human form of life, now that we have opposable thumb, we can ask that question of what is the absolute, what should I do? I've got how much time left in this human form of life? We don't know. It's an urgency. So what is the most important thing to do? How do I prioritize and how do I do it? What do I have to do to become successful? Or what a boon we have. Or we could cycle again. So that urgency, that wakes up our human intelligence. So Ramananda Roy, he starts off with following Varnashram and then offering everything you do. That makes sense. Giving up everything. Take sannyas and then Brahma Buddha Prasanama and Brahma Buryapakopate. Just become fixed. And Lord Chaitanya said, these are external. How can these things be external? These are your Sarvadama Pratyaja. one point after another, which is our whole basic teachings. So I'm going to read a verse and two purports, if we have the time for it. So Ram Mandira just gave another verse. He says, he gave a verse, according to Bhagavad Gita, one should be transcendentally situated. At once realize the Supreme Mind becomes fully joyful, never laments, nor desires to have anything. He's equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he can obtain pure devotional service. Certainly sounds good. How many times do we hear Sarvadhamma Priyaja? Lord Chaitanya said, after hearing this, the Lord, as usual, rejected it. That's stunning. How can you reject that? That's a significant thing to think about. Considering it to be external devotional service. So we're getting right down to the heart of what Ajita Jito. This is this verse here, this Ajita Jito, he's saying, because here's Krishna himself, who in his last time, Lord Chaitanya, when he was Krishna, this is what he said. So now Lord Chaitanya is raising the bar. He's bringing another mood because he's influenced by Radharani's emotions.
What does Ajita mean again?
Excuse me?
What does Ajita Jito again?
Ajita means unconquerable. And Ajita means he's conquered. Krishna becomes conquered. So we understand that, of course, it's not that long ago we were doing the Damodara Astaka prayers every day. And he was tied up. So how is he conquered? By a rope? Well, we offer our obeisances to that rope. He was conquered. So this is such an incredible blessing. And of course, I was just reading that triple books by about Bhaktisiddhanta. To have this brought to us was no easy task. This is a most extraordinary example of unimaginable mercy that we have this moment in time where we're here in front of these beautiful deities, beautiful temple. Everything is so wonderfully given to us to understand this point that we're trying to describe today about what Krishna wants from us ultimately, because religion say, well, I want this, they want that, but here we're understanding exactly what it is. And that's very special, very special. So we can see the okay, so he asked Ramananda Roy again to speak further, and Ramananda Roy replied, devotional service without any touch of speculative knowledge is the essence of perfection. So where are you going to get that? So in the purport, this speculative knowledge, I was thinking about it today, and I got a really a thunderbolt type of understanding on it, that it kind of, I had to sit down for a minute, that if I can express it, it's a type of cheating that's so horrible that it's like asking your best friend for the security code to his house so you can rob him. You know, it's such a anyway, when you see what it is, because the conditioned mind has four defects. One of them is the cheating propensity, and it's under the modes of nature, and it's trying to figure out Krishna for his own benefit. So he's trying to understand Krishna, but he's only wanting to understand it for how he can exploit the situation. So it's gradually we understand more about these things. Mm. So Prabhupada's purport, he quotes Bhaktisiddhanta commentary and says, this stage of devotional service mixed with speculative knowledge is also external and not within the jurisdiction of pure devotional service as practiced in Vaikuntha. As soon as there is some conception of materialistic thought, be it positive or negative, that service is not spiritual. Lord Chaitanya therefore asked Ramananda Roy to explain something transcendental to devotional service mixed with speculative knowledge. A pure devotee is completely surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, and only by love does he conquer Krishna, who cannot be conquered by anyone. Krishna always stands victorious over everything. No one can conquer him. One can obtain the stage of pure devotional service simply by surrendering. This is corroborated in the next verse, which is the verse we're on today, 10.14.3, wherein the Lord Brahma, defeated by the potency of Sri Krishna, fully surrenders to the Lord. So then there's today's verse. It's translated here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Brahma said, "My dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth have therefore abandoned discussing empirical philosophical truth should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter, surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind. They can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by persons, although you are always unconquerable." And then the next verse, I don't know if I can read the whole purport, but it says, "At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, 'This is all right, but still you can speak more on the subject.' So then Ramananda Roy then replied, 'Ecstatic love for the Supreme Person of Godhead is the essence of perfection. As long as there's hunger and thirst, eating and drinking will make one feel happy. When the Lord is worshipped with pure devotional service, bliss is awakened within the heart of the devotee. Pure devotional service and Krishna consciousness cannot be had by any pious activities in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price.'" Anybody know what the price is? Pran? Not. I know. I was going to ask. Anybody else know? No. What is the price? It says that. Pran, mute for a second. "It can be attained only by one price. Pure devotional service cannot be had by pious activities for hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price. That is.
Surrender
is close, close. So not everybody heard what Prabhupada said.
Love.
Love, okay. All right, they use a particular word. Generally the word they use, I think, is loyam, isn't it? Loyam is intense greed. Now, how much of a substance will satisfy greed? Suppose you're greedy for money. So if you get like $10, will you be happy? Well, how about $1,000,000? Would that be happy? What does Vamanadeva say about that? Do you remember what Vamanadeva says about satisfying? He says that you can never be satisfied. How much fuel can you add to a fire to satisfy the fire? It just needs a little bit, right? So you put a log on it. Will the fire say, "Thank you, that's enough for me"? What will the fire say? "Give me more, more." So Vamanadeva said, because he only asked for 3 steps of land, he says, if you gave me a whole planet, you know what I would want? Another planet. You see these rich people nowadays, they get, let's say if they're making a movie, they'll get like $10 million for making a movie in 6 months. But then the fellow next to him got $20 million. You know what that did to him? It agitated him. That $10 million was now like, I'm second best. That's like nothing. I'm going to ask for $21 million because I got to get more. And they don't even think that all that money they're taking is from all the people that work hard. Now they don't have money anymore. They took all their money. There's only so much. So they're taking everybody's money and being completely insensitive to all the people who have to work for $10 an hour, $20 an hour. They're taking all their money so they can make $21 million to be more. So this greed is insatiable. So if you have it for Krishna, then what will happen? What will happen if you get more and more greed for Krishna? What will you do with your time? Will there be any breaks in your time? Will there be any time when you're not thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna, spreading Krishna consciousness? So that happens even in the bhava stage, that there's these nine characteristics that are mentioned in the nectar devotion. Brian, you know the nine?
Yes.
Could you give him the microphone? Wait a second. Could you give him the microphone? Thank you. In English, too, if you can do it in English for the rest of us.
Srila Prabhupada, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he translated the verse like this. Shuddha Satta Visheshatma Prema Surjamsa Sammabhag Ruchi Vishchittama Srinna Kridosa Bhava Uchyate. When somebody gets Bhava Bhakti, these are the symptoms. First, he translated the translation of the verse by Prabhupada, that when the pure devotional service is performed on the platform of pure goodness, and the devotee experience through many variety of taste, these are the nine symptoms that will be visible to that person who possesses this bhav, feelings in goodness for the Lord. Number one, skanti. In the midst of extreme, every reason to react, yet does not react. He is very gentle, sober, tolerate, fully aware of the things. Shanti, abhyartha-kalottam. Abhyartha-kalottam means he does not waste even a moment. All the time he is, through his mind, through his body and through his word, always engaged to do something that pleasing Krishna. This is called never waste time.
Can I interject just one thing for a second? So why he doesn't react is because, I sometimes come up with a joke.
Because inside the feeling for the Lord nourishing so much that it doesn't require outside.
He won't leave that moment. He can't separate himself, because if you get angry, you have to be back in the, generally in the bodily conception, he insulted me. He can't give it up. So this is what we have to give up also, is there's still some pride, so humility will keep, that's an aspect that keeps one in there, because I don't want to lose 5 more minutes separation from Krishna.
Well, you can add more even that when the devotee in this bhava bhakti, that time his identity, no opposition to the command of my master Prabhupada or Gurudev, then that time the devotee sees everybody is connected with the Ishtadev Krishna.
Except one.
Everybody is connected with the Lord. So then, and the only reason they are struggling because they are not engaged in the loving service. So the natural tendency is that not to react even due to ignorance if somebody insults that person, knowing that that voluntarily he tolerates. So it's a very scientific also. Forgiveness is concomitant factor of the humility. When humility develops, means tolerance automatically develops, then forgiveness is automatically there, in between. So like that. Then anyway, abhartha kalatam virakti mana sunnata. Then he has a this detachful attitude, which means that all the sense enjoyment idea or action becomes a disgusting in his existence. Virakti mana sunnata. And he always eager to give respect to every living being according to their status. Not like he randomly treats everybody equal. No, not like that. According to their adhikar, eligibility, he respects everyone. Manusunnata. Asabanda samutkantha namagane sadaruchi. Asabanda. But as far, he sees everybody is engaged, and sometimes he feels like he is not engaged, but he maintains a strong belief that Krishna will always deliver him. Krishna will always give him by manifesting in front of him, or Krishna will always give that sadhu sangha. He never gives up. There is no such thing called hopeless. in his character at that time. Asabandha very strongly holding that faith. Samutkanta means he is desperate, eager to speak the glory of Krishna. Always want to chant, always want to busy pleasing the Lord. Samutkanta namagane sadaruchi. And is very fired up all the time to give details, expression of Lord's character, quality, name, activities, pastimes, and also eager to hear simultaneously. Namagane sadaruchi. And he taste, not only just he's doing it, he's also tasting it while he is serving that way. Asakti tat guna akhyane, priti tat basati stale. And the last two is, he always recites with the that atmosphere where the Lord recites, Lord always recites wherever the glory of his devotee, glory of his pastimes and character is sung by his devotees. So he always recites in Alachwan Ravunreti or similar places called holy places. And he always Ashukti Tadgunakyane. And he always has a very strong, deep emotional attachment towards this devotional service that glorifies the Lord. So these are the brief description of nine symptoms.
Thank you for having such a wonderful memory and flavor when you say things. So this is touching the beginning of the understanding of this verse. Ideally, as time goes on, we'll figure out a way to be able to stay constantly absorbed in remembering and discussing Krishna's form, name, pastimes, and verses throughout the 24 hours of the day. Won't be long enough. But for most of us, when the clock is the way it is now, it's, we have to end the class officially. Thank you. All glories of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.